Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
On your mark, get set, get ready. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. And set your watch exactly 60 minutes from right now. Wayne will appear like magic. Until then, you've got yours truly. My name is Lee Elsie. On these Fridays, it is my responsibility to get you all fired up and warmed up when Wayne hits the airwaves again. In 60 minutes, Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, making it all go on all of these great radio stations from one coast to another. And I want to thank everybody for listening up and being a part of it. You can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com, if you've got a comment or a concern or a question or just want to start a correspondence back and forth. Of course, you can like our Facebook page, The Voice of Freedom, or please subscribe to my YouTube page, which is my name, Lee Elsie, L-E-E-E-L-C-I, and you can subscribe to that, and every day I usually post at least one video. I know Wayne had talked a little bit about this during the course of the week, and I have to at least give my two cents on a topic that really bothered me, really, really gnawed at me as, you know, the evening on Sunday wore on, and then it became Monday and Tuesday, and even now on Friday, it's still bothering me. And I put a big blame of this on the NFL's shoulders. The NFL, again, is enabling this division. But let me just jump right into this. We're born, and instantly we're given a name, a nationality, a religion, a race, a color, even cast into a socio-political status. We have blood type, gene type, family tree, financial rating. All of it given to you, stamped at birth. And we really don't choose any of this. Our identity is thus arbitrarily defined and imposed on us by a world that we've created. You are Joe. You are Frank. You are Lou. You are Tom. You are Shelley. You are Mary. Right? You have an identity. It's given to you. An identity that was created by man. Maybe a God-given name, but man assigned that to you. And then there's a system that's associated with that, clamping down on us, defining us. In some cases, limiting us, or at least directing us, sometimes. However, what's lost in the shuffle is how lucky we are. I was, you probably were, how lucky you were to be born in the United States of America, making you an American. Despite all the things I just said, race, religion, color, caste system, financial background, you, born here in this country, or migrated legally to this country, are a United States American citizen. I'm not an Italian American, or a Jewish American, or an Asian American. I hate those labels. It's why you never hear me say, I've never called anybody an African American on this show. Go back and listen. Maybe in the infancy of this, but somewhere along the line, early on, I made a decision that I'm not doing it. I think it's an insult. You want to be labeled an American with black ancestry, and that's part of what makes you tick? Okay, I'll do that. If that's how you want to be brought on the show, but I don't think, unless you're born in Africa, you're not an African American. I was born in Connecticut. I was lucky to be born in Connecticut. I'm proud to bleed red, white, and blue. When somebody asks me what my nationality, I do my best to remember to say, I'm an American. I'm an American. Sure, you can trace my lineage back to a different place, but I'm an American. Born in Connecticut, born in New London, 1966, believe it or not. And when on a national stage, there are consistent attempts to divide us as Americans, it infuriates me. Because we're having trouble staying together as it is. And when you throw all of the racial hate and baiting together, it just gets worse. Now, don't get me wrong. Our nation was riddled with horror over its 250 years. But for every second of pain and suffering, we have succeeded 1,000 times over. 1,000 times over with the blessing of freedom. And for me, the black national anthem spits in the face of all of that. To play a song that specifically is designed for 12% of the population on a national stage that essentially is attempting to equate it with the Star Spangled Banner bothers me. If you want to play it somewhere along the line in the course of the afternoon, okay, paying tribute for whatever reason, however you want to mix it in, fine, but to play it as a preview to the actual Star Spangled Banner and give it the same kind of weight that you give the national anthem, I think that's divisive and done purposely. We're Americans. The flag flies under one anthem, not 15, not 30. We're a melting pot of nations from, or people from around the globe, other nations, hundreds of other nations. Make up American citizens. And to single out a black national anthem, well, does injustice, I think, to our Jewish brothers and sisters, or Chinese, or Puerto Rican. So is it going to be just an hour or two prior to all these games where we just play song after song after song for every single person, whatever flag that person had come from, whether it's Ecuador or Sudan, whoever got here and became an American citizen, now we're going to play a song on their behalf? Further dividing us as citizens of the United States of America? It's completely divisive. I want to be more patriotic. I think we should be more patriotic. Playing two or three or five different anthems makes us less patriotic. Some people decided, you know what, I'm not standing up during the Black National Anthem. And as I said earlier, this is pandering to the masses by the NFL, and shame on them for that. If you're a guy and you're a sports fan, it's hard not to want to watch the Super Bowl or the NFL on any given Sunday for that matter. I mean, it's sort of ingrained in us. Right? The NFL has us over a barrel to a certain respect because we love the sport. We love watching it. When we were young, we loved playing it. I did anyway. But I'll tell you, it's getting harder and harder to root for these athletes when the organization that they work for goes out of their way to slap people in the face. Maybe it's not woke to think like I think. I think that the Super Bowl is a celebration of all things that makes America great. Diversity, culture, exceptionalism, work ethic, freedom, patriotism, all of that. And you cannot have some of those elements when you are using division and divisive tactics to shine a light on what you perceive to be injustices. You want to continue to try to promote a message of ending racism? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You should want to be an advocate for ending racism. We all should. And racism still does exist. There's no question about that. It exists on every level, from every color or creed, period. That's just the way it is. But we're so much better now than we've ever been, and we get better every single day. And it's a progressive left-leaning tactic to infuse a divisive tactic into what should be a national pride event. When they say, please rise for the national anthem, it should be an emotional, solemn occasion, in particular on an event or at an event like the Super Bowl. It should not have any musical equal. We shouldn't be having discussions as to whether or not we should change the national anthem. Or, man, should we play the black national anthem after the national anthem next year? Or Star Spangled Banner after this or after that? No! It's one song, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, under one national anthem. Period. Not a wide range of national anthems, not a different one every year, not one specifically designed for a certain person's color. No. National anthem. Shame on the NFL, because they are a big part of this, to try to appease and cater to the woke America. All right, that's how we begin again. My name is Lee Elsie. I always thank you for giving me the opportunity to hang out with you here on these Fridays. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back. Please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and on Fridays, the first hour, I come hang out with you from one coast to another here on the USA Audio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here in just a mere matter of minutes. And, you know, as I'm doing the show today, my good friend Gordon Vidal stopped by. He's a famed attorney here in Connecticut, one of the best attorneys in Connecticut, and he's joining me. And I figured, Gordon, what we'll do during this segment, we don't have a lot of time. We'll grab a couple of calls from across the country, and we'll go to Connecticut, where Morgan wants to weigh in. Morgan, how are you today?
Hey, good. How are you?
What's happening?
So I just got, like, a few things. As I'm shoving cupcakes left over from yesterday's Valentine's Day in my mouth. But I was curious about this, you know, the shooting in Kansas.
Yeah.
How does it change, like, how does your point of view change if we find out this is a terrorist, you know, thing, or just two guys having an argument that went awry?
I don't know. How does my point of view change if we find out is a trans person or a white supremacist?
I'll add to what Morgan has to say.
Yeah.
Would it change if it's in, let's say, somebody from Ecuador who has a beef? Is it one of the illegals who have come across the southern border? Does it change your mindset?
Change my view on what? Change my view on guns or change my view on illegals?
Yeah.
I mean, we need to stop the illegals,
right.
Period.
Yeah, I know you feel that way. I'm just saying, though, but does it change the narrative countrywide if we find out that's the case?
I think it does. Yeah. I mean, the more... And the sad part, Morgan, in my opinion, is there's plenty of stories to... If they just told the truth, it's not what they say sometimes, the media, it's what they don't say. So if they reported evenly, I think people would be up in arms and would have been up in arms 3 years ago.
Right.
So, I mean, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just... you know, there are obviously so many layers
yeah.
to the violence, the gun violence, that is so uniquely American. I, you know, as a mom of a six-year-old, 4 years, I've been discussing with the schools armed guards at the school. That was at a preschool with 3 to 5 year olds, and then now, you know, K through five. I'm terrified every day when I drop my kid off at school and pick him up. I literally scan the ground. I look for different people that I haven't seen in the last, you know, several times I dropped my kid off or picked him up. Different cars. Where would I go hide in an active shooter scenario? What would I tell him? I mean, I literally have friends who have purchased bulletproof backpacks for their children at school.
Yeah, it's frightening. It really is frightening.
So, you know, as you know, just as a human, this the gun piece is a piece of this, right? So I just think that could have been prevented no matter what. And it really doesn't matter who or how it happened. It happened. And we need to focus on it.
Are you nervous sending your son to, let's say, big events? Do you not do it because of that? Or would you not do it?
No. So, I mean, I don't, I'm not going to live in fear more than, you know, it, my internal monologue when I drop him off. You know, it's not like I'm prepping my kid or talking about this or changing my life. No, we go to concerts. We
yeah.
do,
okay.
we do all that stuff. But do I think about it? Yeah, because
right.
it happens at malls. It happens at movie theaters. It happens at bars. It happens at church. It happens everywhere.
I mean, Morgan, is your position, are you anti-gun? Is that what you're getting at? Because that's what I'm hearing.
No.
Okay, because
no.
if you're anti-gun, I agree with you. I disagree with you 100%. If you're pro-kid, then I'm with you 100%. So it is a delicate balance, but
yeah,
as much data that you can find regarding guns not helping, there's, again, it's what's reported.
And unfortunately, we all know that what's reported is always skewed to the left of center, which is always disturbing and very sad. Thank you, Morgan. We got to run. We're out of time. Gordon, thanks for stopping by. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We'll take a short break. When we come back, our very good pal, Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, former CIA agent, and Vietnam veteran, will join us right here in the studio. And we're going to talk about Russia and the potential for nuclear annihilation. All that and so much more. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
War now.
USA News Update. Economists caution about ongoing inflation as January's wholesale prices exceeded expectations. The Labor Department's report Friday reveals a 0.3% increase in the producer price index following a slight December decline, further complicating the inflation outlook. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial involving former President Trump in New York State. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million. It also imposes a three-year ban on his business activities within New York State. President Biden blames the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Vladimir Putin.
Make no mistake. Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
Navalny, a vocal critic of Putin, reportedly died in custody after leading protests against the Kremlin for over a decade. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
My name is Lee Elsie, filling in at least the first hour for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here right after the top of the hour on my own morning show here in Connecticut for the better part of 15 years. This next gentleman has been joining me in the studio, and he's joining me in the studio right now, which is an awesome treat. Former congressman, former CIA agent, Vietnam veteran, and today he is one nervous person because of Russia. They're in space.
That's all, oh, my God.
They're in space.
Well, I'm reading in the paper
that
there was a press conference, and Karine brought in Jake Sullivan.
Yeah.
The National Security Advisor.
Big deal.
Brought him in to the press conference, and he had some terrible news for America.
Oh, no.
Of course, Karine pointed to a certain reporter who had a prepared question who said, what's with this Mike Turner, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, saying Biden should declassify intelligence involving a serious national security threat?
Mm.
And Mr. Sullivan says, well, gosh, I didn't know Mike was going to do that. I did call him, and I did say that I had to come up to Capitol Hill to brief him and the Gang of Eight on a serious national security threat. And it would be a briefing to the Gang of Eight. That would be the leadership of the House and Senate.
Right.
I'm a little surprised that Turner came out publicly in advance of my coming up for this briefing. But, well, that's his right to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm beginning to really, I'm worried. I mean, you played the Russia theme.
Yeah.
The Russia theme.
Yeah.
I mean, here they come.
Yeah, they're coming.
At the administration, yep.
There they are.
Here we go. Putin. So then he says, sort of as a side issue, this administration has gone further and in more creative and more strategic ways to deal with the declassification of intelligence in the national interest in the United States. Aren't you? You're aware of that.
Nope.
These people, whatever the questions are asked, they give an answer.
Right?
They
hand
it all out.
Absolutely.
If you have anything on Hunter Biden, you can have it.
Total transparency.
Babalinko, it's all yours.
Yes.
The tape recordings of Biden being interviewed by Robert Hur.
Special counsel.
Yeah. You can have them.
All of it.
So he says that.
Yeah.
So immediately I'm on the edge of my chair.
Yeah,
thing.
Of course.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
And then they said, well, Turner called it an urgent matter with regard to a destabilizing foreign military capability.
Okay.
So they went through this little kabuki theater, but they really didn't tell us what it was all about.
Okay.
So, of course, being who I am, I had to dig around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I have to look around. I have to go online. I have to poke around and look at different sources. Well, I go to USA Today.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. They're one of the four biggest papers in America, believe
USA
it or not.
Today,
did you know that?
I don't know. I didn't know
fact,
that before.
Did you know that they are the paper with the largest circulation in America?
No, I do.
Today? Bigger than the Post, bigger than the Times, bigger than the New York Post, which is
my favorite paper.
They got all the goodies in there. So here's something from USA Today. National security threat is about Russia's plan to put a nuclear weapon in space. Okay. So that's apparently what they're worried about. And this nuclear weapon in space would be to target satellites. In other words, it wouldn't go up in space and sit up there. And then when Putin pushes a button, boom, it goes down and, hits the Big Apple or Washington, D.C.,
like this?
No, yeah.
Okay.
How'd you do that? Yeah. So this one would sit up there, and maybe, Elon Musk's satellite would go by, the satellites that are helping Ukraine.
Sure.
Pow! They blew that sucker up.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard of the Russians putting nuclear bombs in space?
Well, I think there was a discussion back in the day with Reagan about this, wasn't it? A
long time ago.
Yeah.
But did they actually do it?
I don't think so.
Has anybody done anything like, you know, putting nuclear bombs in space?
No.
To your knowledge?
No.
No. Have you ever heard of the Starfish Prime operation?
Starfish Prime?
Starfish Prime. Yeah. Goes back to the 1960s.
Okay, I don't know this.
You didn't know about it.
I'm sorry.
But how about Sputnik? Have you ever heard of Sputnik?
Yeah, sure.
Sputnik.
Yeah.
The Russians, yeah, you know, got this little orbiting satellite up there.
That's right.
And that became the missile gap.
Yeah.
And Dwight Eisenhower was playing golf, and he didn't know about it.
Okay.
But Jack Kennedy did.
Yeah.
A tricky dick. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
Yeah.
But that missile gap and the Russians winning the space race had everybody talking about.
Sure.
What are they? They're going to put a nuclear weapon up there.
That's
next.
Right.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
So
what did we do?
So, well, forget Tricky Dick.
Right.
Let's elect Jack Kennedy.
That's right.
He can see the new frontier.
Right.
The new frontier. You know? And
yeah.
Besides, his wife is hot, so what the hell?
There you go.
Not hard to look at.
Sure beats
Mrs. Eisenhower.
Okay.
You're sitting alone in a room sucking on a bourbon and water. You know? As for Mrs. Nixon, nice lady, cloth coat.
Okay.
Know, cloth coat. Where's the cloth? No fur coat for her. So anyway, Starfish Prime. So there, of course, our listeners are fully aware of it. Those that aren't have already gone onto their Wikipedia to dig it up.
Of course.
But the Starfish Prime operation was conducted by the United States of America, the Atomic Energy Commission, and the Defense Atomic Support Agency.
Right.
And you know what we did back in 1962?
Yeah, what?
We launched nuclear weapons in space.
In
we,
nuclear.
The United States.
Nuclear. Okay.
Nuclear.
Nuclear
and
weapons.
Then, and then you know what we did after we launched them? We blew them up in space. Just one?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know the answer
to
this.
Six
of them.
Six.
Okay, what happened?
And the Russians are like, oh, jeez, what are they doing?
Yeah.
I hope they don't shoot at us with those things. No, so, of course, now here's little Jake Sullivan running around saying, the Russians, they might put a nuclear bomb in space. Did he mention that we'd already done it?
Mm.
Did he mention that we'd done six? Did he mention that the six we put into space, we blew up in space?
Yeah.
Did he mention that people looking at it had to wear glasses?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Holy cow!
Yeah.
So when Jake Sullivan comes to brief the Speaker of the House, the Speaker of the House says, I think, you know, we're not worried about this. We know about it. The intel people know about it. It's not something that we should get too excited about.
Okay.
He's kind of
downplaying it.
Downplaying it.
Sure.
Yeah, let's not go crazy.
Right.
Let's not scare people. Ah, let's not scare people. Why is Jake Sullivan running around talking about, you know, like the Russians are coming? The Russians. What does he have in mind? I remember Jake Sullivan from the Clinton campaign.
Okay.
He worked on the Clinton campaign. And when Jake Sullivan worked on the Clinton campaign, he promoted the Alpha Bank narrative. This was the narrative that Donald Trump had a special banking relationship with a Russian bank, because this was part of the Russian hoax. Now, as it turns out, the Alpha Bank narrative was interesting because during the Obama national security, during the Obama era, even the Obama administration servers communicated with the same Russian servers that were apparently the basis for the false Russia claim that Trump was in the bag with Russia because his servers talked to the Alpha Bank server. Well, he's a businessman, of course.
Okay.
A businessman.
Right.
But as it turns out, the Obama administration also had links to the same bank for fairly benign purposes, for the transfer of funds, you know. And yet Jake Sullivan, little Jake Sullivan,
yeah,
is running around town during the campaign, back during the Clinton-Trump campaign, saying, Russia, Russia, Russia! Donald Trump, Russia, Russia, Russia! Alpha Bank, Russia, Russia! Ah, so this is a guy that has a history of promoting the boogeyman.
I got you.
The boogeyman Putin, the boogeyman Russia,
right,
because he has maybe an ulterior motive. And what might that ulterior motive be? Well, first and foremost, Donald Trump is running for the presidency, and he said something interesting the other day.
Okay.
He said, you know, if NATO doesn't pony up, and the Ruskies want to march into a NATO country that doesn't pony up,
right,
what would he say? Tough luck.
Yeah.
Tough. We're not coming to bail you out.
The president of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want.
Wow.
Colonel, I got to jump in. I'd love to keep talking to you, but we're out of time, unfortunately. The great Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, sharing some thoughts on the potential of the Russians and nuclear action in space, and he doesn't really think it's that likely. All right, a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Alaroot sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza dream sheets, designer My towels, My slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here in just a few minutes. So, we have to talk about something serious again, a couple days removed from yet another mass shooting. It's time again for us to confront the bitter truth that hangs heavy on American souls, the devastating brand of American violence. This is not just violence that scars our streets and plagues our cities. It's an erosion in America of our respect for life itself. The question is, what has led us down this winding path? And that question demands answers and action. Why can we not stop this stem of violence? The absolute disintegration of the American family unit. Once the bedrock of our society, the family has become, what, a fractured institution. Divorce rates soar, broken homes, children grow up without love, guidance, two-parent family. 56% now of the marriages fail. How many of those marriages, the 44 that actually survive, are happy? How many of those kids are growing up in some kind of an environment where they can flourish and be nourished? Probably even less than 20. And all the while, everybody's being influenced instead of by mom and papa, by social media and the influences of social media and what's real and what isn't real. The family unit is suffering. The very soul of the nation is suffering. The absence of family bonds. Suffering. We're losing sense of ourself, of purpose, of responsibility. And maybe in the place of responsibility and purpose is violence and despair. The moral decay of the American psyche is evident everywhere. There's a darker theme to America than what we were used to. America used to be that shining light, that beacon on the hill, that nirvana, white picket fence, house, 2.5 kids, a dog. Where is any of that? It's gone.
gone. How many people dream of that? No, most people now dream of being an internet success, an influencer.
We've numbed ourselves. We no longer aspire for great things. We don't have the same kind of patriotism we once had. That's gone. We have as much division as we've ever had in this country. It's just waiting to be ignited.
And all this is happening while our nation itself hangs in the balance, standing at a crossroad. This moment of reckoning where every day is more violent than the day before. It just hasn't reached your house yet. It will. It's just a matter of time. And in the end, I guess the choice is yours to make. Do you succumb to the darkness that threatens to consume all of us, or you just stand up against it? And the clock is ticking. Like, I don't know when that moment to act, ultimately act, on preserving not only the way of life, but freedom in general. There's a cultural thing here. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a dirty word. If you want to live a life with a white picket fence and the 2.5 kids and the dog, and that's the dream, that was the dream, that was America for decades, and now what have we become? We've become huddled in the masses of giant megacities. Everybody communicating on their cell phones. Nobody talks to each other anymore. The general sense of, wait, that idea of living that kind of a life, waving an American flag out in front of your house, all of that seems to be disintegrating as a new flood of people with different ideas and different, I guess, aspirations comes in. Well, okay, if that's the case, don't I have a right to try to protect the culture that I want to live? Or do I just got to cave? Do I just got to give way? I don't want to give way. I don't want to cave. I'll fight for the way I want to live. I don't want to live like that. I don't want my standard of living to plummet and wind up in the toilet. I don't want that. So is that a reason to stand up and fight? I think so. Is that making everybody who wants to stand up and fight for that a racist? I don't think so. I don't. Great-great-grandparents and grandparents and your parents assimilated. Those who came here assimilated. And I say the word assimilate, and I'm sure there are people out there jotting this down or, you know, marking the tape so they can go and have their friends listen to it. Hey, you hear what Lee said? He said people should assimilate. Yeah! I said it. I think if you're coming here from another country, you're coming to enjoy the wonders that make up the United States of America. You're not coming here to change America into your country. That's an invasion. That's different. What's happening now at the southern border is an invasion. The folks are trying to change the culture of this country into theirs. They're not assimilating into ours. There's a big difference. That's a huge difference. It's a difference that the news media outlets aren't pointing out to everyone. When another culture comes into this country and or any country and tries to make it their own culture completely, that's an invasion. That's what happens in wars. You take over a country and you change it to your own culture. When your great-grandparents and grandparents and parents immigrated to the United States, they assimilated and wanted to be in America. It's really not simple. Not that hard to figure out. And what we're witnessing here in our country, modern day America, is an invasion from a different country, to try to change it into their life. All right, thank you very much for putting up with me for the first hour. Wayne Allen Root has arrived via helicopter. He is up next. Don't you dare move. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.